Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Misfit Toys.
Yeah, it's exciting. It's the new format. Yeah, it's the new format. And in a second, I'm going to tell you why I've been loving this new format. Because I found out today, and I'll explain why later, we're going back to the old format. So this is our last show in the new format. And I'm going to tell you why later. Believe me, I'm going to tell you why. The long national nightmare, thanks to Megan, is going to come to an end. Oh, yeah. Yeah, everyone's going to be happier. Aristotle, I won't have to bug him anymore every 20 minutes. I still will. Jonathan. But anyway, that's not what I'm talking about. Right now, we are in the new opening. Maybe it'll be come back as specials once a month. But the studio problems are about to come to an end. But this is the new format. Tonight, truth, I'm in my kitchen and I'm about to make dinner with everybody. I'm going to show you exactly what I do. Not even to teach you. I thought, would I be embarrassed to say out loud how I actually would make the average dinner? Like, I don't know, like, a recipe. I'm going to try to be as honest as I can. You know, 5 packages of noodles. No, but this is the opening. And I'm walking up and down, truth, and the house is, but it's sort of fun to be in it. It's like, I'm having it painted, finally. I haven't painted it in 15 years. I spot painted it. My friend said, you're being cheap, talked me into it. And then I decided to get it done while I'm home. I had the hardwood floors are old, but I didn't want them resanded down. I said, just clean them and polyurethane them, which was like 1/3 of the price. Less, it was like half of half, whatever that is. Was that 1/3? And it looks amazing. That with the fresh coat of paint. So everything is just, I'm gonna tell you something. In the disarray, it's very organized. And the workers, they're great. The guy, like, it's one guy, and then he has, like, 3 guys work for him. So just, you know, what the fuck? I didn't ask for that in the background. I like the other stuff better. There we go. And number one, I get him laughing. And I don't mean just laughing. I mean, like, not like I'm some guy. I make dumb jokes, and they fake laugh. I make fun of their boss. I know how to make them laugh. I had James Adomian over here doing an impersonation. They'd never seen something like it. They're flipping their lid. But they know me by now, and I never really ask them if anything. I'm embarrassed, like I'm cleaning at the end of the day, stuff that should be able to be left out. You know, I'm like, no, I got it, don't worry. But I do treat them good. I keep them laughing. I treat them very good while they're here. Like when it's time for lunch, I'm like, now they get my sense of humor. I can be like, no, put it on a plate. And I, you know, One of them understands very good English. The others, not that well. But once you have the sense of humor, it doesn't fucking matter. It doesn't fucking matter. So anyway, because I treat them well, and I wouldn't even ask them, they keep it amazingly clean. Like, it's almost adorable at the end of the day how they do it. It's exactly how I want it, but no one in their right mind would. But it's just very, all the tools, even if there's shit all over, it's lined up. There's plastic over everything. Anyway, I gotta start the show, you know. This is the cold opening. That's one of the things they let me do in the new formula. They let me keep my cold openings, which I was very happy. So anyway, I'm in that disarray, the organized disarray, and I love it. I do. When it's organized, it's past the messy point, you know. Now it's just, but I love it. Because my kitchen, although there's nothing in it, I have a pot and a few things in the cabinets, but it's everything I need. And that's where we're going to be doing today's show. So I got I have a beer. I don't usually drink beer. But I was coming in to do the show in the new format. Thank you for bringing that down. I appreciate it. I mean, that's how you know these shows are professional, because, you know, the way it opened up, you just heard the music. You're like, oh, this is like an HBO thing. Yeah. So here we go. So I'm going to put the phone down. I'm going to put the phone. Maybe I should leave that. I'm going to put the phone down. Hope it's all right with you. Now, here's what I'm going to do for dinner. What are we at? 5 minutes this opening? I have my pot. You know what I mean? And all the disarray, organized disarray. The kitchen is like, it's sort of fun to be in it. It's like, this is my little, oh, I'm okay in here. I'm like in a fort almost. So I open up vegetables and I see I have stir-fry mixed vegetables. I think I'm going to do that. Now, what I would do is here, I will turn on the pan. No. I hope I don't have to. I wonder if they have the gas off because they were pulling the oven out. Yeah, they do. But watch this. I'm going to move the stove pretty easily. Turn on the gas. Every time I turn it on, I gotta really reach behind there, and it my hand's stretching to do it, so sometimes it, like, you if you stretch too much, and every time, even though I know it's not true, I think I'm getting electrocuted. So that's fun. There we go. I lift the thing. I'm gonna open up this frozen bag of stir-fry vegetables with asparagus to make your pee smell. That's their new slogan, by the way. Can you believe they finally went with it? Asparagus, when you need smelly pee to keep yourself blah 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 blah. So I throw that in the pan. Now, usually, I will get some hot water in the tea kettle, put that in there just to speed up thawing it out. If I would have thought ahead, I would have, like, taken it out, like, an hour ago, but it's all right. And then I have my trash can outside, so I go over, open my window, and then right outside I have a trash can for trash. Recycling, I have a bin out there too. So it's just right there, boom, out the window. Okay, now I got this stir fry in there. I'll put a little water in there to get it going fast, because you can't mix water and oil. So I'll put some boiling water in there, just, you know, get it being there for 3 minutes. And then I'll add some olive oil, and then let's see what else I have. I have, two veggie patties, so I'll use those definitely. They'll give it some girth. And by the way, today is a no-show show, to be honest. It's the new format no-show show. I was talking to one of the executive producers over there at Art 19. I said, well, sometimes, I am going to tell you why we're going to go back to the old format. he said, yeah, you just got to do a no-show show. Just, you know, it's just you walking around your kitchen. You're not going to be... It's new. You're doing things here. Maybe go to Vaughn's with the listeners, which I would do, but I smoked. And I don't feel like walking over there. So that's what I'll do next time we do one of these things. Maybe we will do it as a once a month thing, you know. And I definitely, truth, want to go to Vaughn's. I'm kidding in the style that I'm saying it, but truth that if I do one of these new format shows again, I would like to go to Vaughn's with you. I think that'll be fun to just walk around Vaughn's. I'll have so much to talk about. It's going to be a big show. People are, and I swear to fucking God, I'm not kidding around. There are people, a lot of people talking about it in the business. Mm-hmm. So, guess what? Soak this song in. And on the other side, I'm going to tell you why one of our listeners, Megan, I'm going to tell you why she might have done the most important thing for me, that helping me get this studio back up. And so enjoy this. I'm going to go to the bathroom, to be honest. And then I'll be back to tell you why it's all over. Thanks to Megan. It's a happy song. You know the truth, whenever I play it, I think it is a beautiful song because it talks about some, you know, what it talks about, and a lot of people relate at all different levels. But then I'm like imagining you guys listening to it going, oh, geez. Then I play this to come back. Here's what we're going to do. Part of the new format. I hope you're enjoying the new format, ladies and gentlemen. I'm cooking dinner right now. I got some vegetables in a pan. I add some boiling water from the tea kettle. And the second, I'm going to add olive oil. All I have is one veggie patty. I'm going to throw that in. We're going to play a song. And when the song's over, I'm going to tell you the good news. And it really is good news. I'm saying it in a style that's over the top. But, I mean, it really is to celebrate if you celebrate. And if you don't celebrate, I totally understand. But I think you know what I'm talking about. I mean, we got to still be silly. So that's all I'm trying to say. Hey, listen, when we come back, I'm going to tell you the good news. The new format. New format, everybody.
We're gonna listen to all the great bits. We'll listen all the time.
Well, you're listening to the Todd Glass Show in the new format. Here's what we're gonna do. Here we go.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Alrighty, well, it is time to to tell you what the good news is. Now, I will tell you this. Thank you. That I already thought I want to beef it up. So it's vegetables. I put only had one veggie patty. And when I made that joke before about the noodles, I think it meant like, yeah, sometimes I'll add noodles to something. It's like, Todd, is this a vegetarian dish? Or is this, you know, a noodle dish with some vegetables in it? And it always starts looking more appealing, you know. But they're spaghetti noodles. Well, thank you. And I'm gonna try not to cut them because they're fun to eat when they're not, when you can slurp them up. Anyway, so I'm adding the spaghetti. Well, the good news is, so Megan, who listens to the podcast, said, I have a friend and his name is Scott. And I know Megan, actually. And she's come to shows and sent me a lot of cool music. And I'm fixing my shoe, by the way, if you're wondering. Yeah, part of the new format. Seriously, I know I keep saying it, but I'm not trying to just make you like it. I know it's different because I wouldn't normally put my shoe on during a podcast. That's not, but with the new format, that's what they want. Like, whoa, what happened? You were cooking and you tried to take your shoe off. Well, I tried to tie it. And then I thought I'll just kick them off. But then I wasn't comfortable with it off. Hold on. There we go. So anyway, she says, I have a friend, Scott. He's an engineer at a... hope I have his job title right. No, maybe it is an engineer. No, it's not. It's not that. But he works at Netflix. So I'm like, well... yeah, this is... you know, like... would be great, but to be honest, it's like overly qualified, and he's past the point of doing stuff like this. You know, just like everybody happens. So he goes, but I will. He was super nice. I talked to him on the phone, and he goes, but I know someone. He didn't say that, by the way. Oh, by the way, that would be horrible. No, he didn't say that at all. I figured it out. You know, it's where someone works, what they do. There you go. Jesus. Imagine him saying that. But he goes, I know someone that might, you know, would do this, and he looked, and then he called me back in 2 days, which he didn't have to, and he goes, you know, it's funny because everybody would think won't work because, you know, it's you know, you're lucky to have it during these times. He goes, but like, not as many people, you know, were interested as I thought. He goes, but you know what? I'll do it. He said, I'll do it. So, which, it's funny he said that, because a friend of mine was saying that that happens a lot, you know, like at work, when someone's trying to get rid of, everyone's like, I need to make more money. And they go, I have office shift. I need office shift. I need off Friday and Saturday. You want my Friday and Saturday? Oh, yeah, me. I'll let you know later today. I might have a thing. Anyway, so he says, I'll do it. I was like overly whelmed because this podcast is like my sanity. During the week, I don't, you know, look, if I didn't have it, but it's nice to have it. It's the predictability of it. And also hanging out with friends, intense energy hanging out with friends with the new podcast studio. But one of the things I do like to do is play a lot of loud music. And when you're having difficulty and they're static and you go, what, maybe it's this or no, you know, when I'm listening to music and I know what it sounds like to be clean. And since I tore everything down again and I, you know, so we can start from scratch, I just took the iPad and put it right into this speaker because they're powered speakers, and it sounded so fucking good. Like, no one's telling me I'm crazy, but you start thinking you're crazy, because on a scale from 1 to 10, 10 being the best, the cleanest, you can't crank things unless they're clean, and 10 being the best, which is how it sounds right now, I felt like it was a 7 before, sometimes a 6. And then that bad thing played too loud. Ugh. You know, it was. So now I know that this is going to end. So with him, and then of course I'll still need Aristotle and Jonathan here. But between the three of them, We're going to get this right. So thank you, Megan. And it just feels good to know someone's going to come and know exactly what to do. That's why I undid everything. I want to just start from scratch, the three of us. Well, the three of them, I sit there and sweat and, you know, ask a lot of questions. Like, will I be able to control the reverb, Scott? Scott, is there any way that... Oh, no, believe me. I don't think for him the things I need are going to be that big of a deal. But yeah, everyone will have their own phone, and I think I will be able to control. I want to control the guest's phone, you know, and I want him to use that phone and the reverb. So I guess, but I don't think that's going to be that hard. I got the noodles cooking, but yeah, I did want to be honest. It is a no-show show. But it's like part of the new format. So thank you, Scott. It looks like we're going to aim for like next Friday. Oh, we will be doing the new format next week. Okay, I just got a word. Well, not a word, but Heather is our new assistant, and she's embarrassed to talk on the podcast. But she did hand me a note, and she's smiling. Oh, look at her smiling. What a beautiful smile. Anyway, I know the gist of what the note says. It says that we are going to do the new format once a month now. And we are doing it next week. So, because the studio won't be, you know. But I'm very excited about that. Truth. Everything I just said, I might have been saying it in a silly manner. But when have I ever been silly? The noodles are cooked. Do you want me to... How about if this? Well, I guess we have to say goodbye. I got olive oil in there, the vegetables. You know, you take one veggie patty and mix it up with... It was a pretty big bag of vegetables. And then mixed it up with... Let the water steam out, but it did make it go a lot faster, boiling water. And then, see, here's when I get creative. I realize how, like, you know, not that creative, but an egg. I'm going to put an egg in there. But you know what I do? I only have one egg. So I wait till it's all cooked, because the heat of the pan will cook the egg, but it won't overcook it. And I'm going to add that. Wow, this is going to be good, actually. Let me take a picture. Oh, I can't. See, I should do it on my iPad so I can take a picture. How about I don't have my thumb over the phone? That would feel like a real moron. You know? So anyway, well... I'm going to dump these noodles in here with the noodles in with the vegetables and the one veggie patty. Hope these are cooked enough. Yeah. Yep. Oh, did you hear that? You just dumped them in. Dumped. I used to have a joke where I said, you know, because of that, the dumb cookbook. I said, I would never buy a book that references food as dumping it. But I guess I do say dump them. There you go. Just dump it in. What are you going to do, right? I'm a hypocrite. Call the police. So I'm going to mix some little more olive oil in. Why not? I never knew what the big deal about olive oil was till about 5 years ago. I'm like, oh, yeah. Because if you put olive oil in this, that's it. That's it. No other seasoning at all. You know, you heard what a beef, a patty, spaghetti noodles, could be top ramen noodles. Sometimes I get top ramen noodles just because they cook faster. Almost in a tea kettle hot water, you can cook them in that. But with hot water on the stove, they cook quick. But anyway, so I just threw the bag of veggies, stir-fry veggies. That's it. Boom. Added noodles. And I'm going to add one egg once I turn off. Oh, and a veggie patty. So there you go. If you add one more, it seems like you can't say that's it. But it is true. Noodles, veggie patty, and egg, and olive oil. Noodles? No, it's veggie, bag of veggies with noodles. It's a bag of, how do you say it the best? So it doesn't sound like, oh, it's too much. You just go, oh, I took a bag of veggies And I added some noodles and a veggie patty. I cooked it in some olive oil. There you go. Is that crazy? Oh, I took a bag of veggies and there was some noodles and an egg. Yeah, that's what I had. Oh, what'd you cook it in? Oh, some olive oil. It was really good. Mm-hmm. So there you go. There you have it. So, anyway, maybe once it's done, I'll come back and tell you how it went. But it looks very good. Anyway, folks, it was fun spending time with you. I hope you enjoyed making an item with me. I can't even say it. Because I get in my head, oh, you're doing a cooking show now. See, the new format, I'm going to crack an egg in there. I just cracked an egg in there. Nothing wrong with being... I'm not afraid of no music, by the way. A lot of people are saying Todd's doing a lot of betting music lately. Is he afraid of no music? And they're going to feel... Well, I guess the word... I hate to keep saying that because it seems so disingenuous. But I did hear that people are like, no, he could do a show with no music. Watch him just go ahead and do it. And it did prompt me to do it. So there's no music. But I just mixed the egg back in there. Like after I said, after it was already turned off. This looks so fucking good. I wish I had some peanut sauce. Because I probably would add that. But, oh, just olive oil and salt is so fucking good. So now I know what the big deal is. Now, since I'm into honesty with you, you know, I don't want to lie. I'm going to use they're from Christmas, but I just don't feel like doing a dish even tonight, so I'm going to use one of the leftover Christmas plates, so I don't have to do dishes. Sometimes it's nice, but somebody said I shouldn't do it. I wouldn't argue with them. I would say, I know. Matter of fact, if they were here and they asked me not to do it, I would go, you know what, you're right. But I am being lazy right now. Because of the paper plates. They are recyclable, but it's still not, you know. I did get recyclable ones. But I get that's better to do none. Maybe I'm wrong. I wish I was wrong. Can I tell you something? If I was wrong and it was good to use paper plates, because the type they are, it's if there's this one type, they go, yeah, if you use those... And they look cool. I would, when, especially if no one was around, or even if someone was around, I would use those because, especially when you sometimes it's a bonus not to have to do a dish. Throw a piece of silverware in the thing. But anyway, I'm going to put a little salt on it. That was how many turns was that? You know, because you're counting. You're right, right? Am I right? Now, here we go. 13 minutes, wow. These no-show shows, now I'm going to eat a little bit of it, tell you how it is. Can I tell you? Which I was hoping it happened. The noodles are a little underdone, and I love it. It's a little crunchy. Plus, I burnt them in the pan. Not burnt them, but had them cook them. It's really good. All right, well. So I don't eat into the mic. Thank you. Next week, the No Show Show is going to be even better because I have a guest. Not the No Show Show, but it's really not. It happens to be a No Show Show. No, this week is. Next week won't be. Next week. This was a no-show show. I was doing it like joking around, like, oh, it's the new format. But next week will be the new format. And that means I will be doing the show from my phone device. And we will have a guest, and we will go to Vaughn's. So that's to look forward to. So, and then the week after, wow. Wow, it's crazy, right? You know, how do we say goodbye? It's always somebody's, what do you say? It's always somebody's...
Happy birthday. You're loved. Would I forget you with a mouthful of food? You know I love you to death. I squeeze your face, I mush your face. I'll make you feel good. Right? Look at you, you're so fucking cute. I don't care if you're a guy, a girl, or you, however you identify. You're a human being, got blood thrown through your body. I'm so deep. God damn it, I can't take it, I'm so deep. With a mouthful of food, I'm deep. That's disgusting. All right, the show's over.
Misfit Toys.
Hey, everybody. This is a new segment on the show. I know we said it was over, but part of the new format is I come back on and we give the lucky a listener the opportunity. It's called Prove You Listen. So this week, we'd like to give a shout out to Jason from the good old Pittsburgh, the Arcade Comedy Theater. We know as a regular listeners, but everyone has a right not to listen all the time. People get busy. It's just a new, it's part of the new format. We give the opportunity, we end the show, we come back on, and I'm usually finishing up my dinner at this point. It's part of the new format. And we say, hey, Jason at the Arcade Comedy Theater in Pittsburgh. We see how long it takes him to respond. You know, he would usually text me. He would text me, not email me. And he would write, I heard it. And then if it happens within 24 hours, we give a local charity $10,000. If he doesn't, we actually go by and try to hurt the charity. So we'll see how quick he gets back. Anyway, that's the new format. That's the new formula. And that's now truly the end of the Todd Glass Show. Unless, you know.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like. It's you yourself. It's you. It's you. It's you I like. It's you I like.